We're glad to bring you this message from Timeless Truths Radio Ministry with Pastor Jerry Burns. We trust that you'll be blessed as you apply these timeless truths to your daily life.
He encourages us when we are uncertain to not let our heart be troubled. He knows our heart, and He loves us, and He cares about us. He teaches us to cast all of our care upon Him because He cares about us, and He is patient with us. Thank you so much for joining us today for Timeless Truth Radio Ministry. I'm Pastor Jerry Burns. I want to say Merry Christmas from my family to yours. I hope that you have a wonderful day, and I hope that God's blessings is showered upon your life. I know that this is not your normal Christmas because of COVID-19, but you know what? Christmas is about the celebration of a Savior's birth, and we can still honor the Lord, and we can still give glory to His name. And that's what I want to talk about actually this morning for our program is I want us to look at Isaiah chapter 9 and verse number 6. It's a familiar Christmas passage of Scripture. But I want us to think about this thought, what's in a name? What's in a name? And we're going to look at the name of Jesus for just a moment. Isaiah chapter 9 and verse 6, the Bible says, "For unto us a child is born, and unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace." When a couple first learn that they will be blessed with a child, there are usually two important questions for them to consider. The first question is it a boy or is it a girl? Now, with the advancements of ultrasound equipment, the first question is relatively easy to answer if the couple wishes to know, though there are some surprises. I heard the story of a couple who were told that they were going to have a boy, and so they painted their nursery blue, and they had a whole bunch of different boy gifts bought and clothes bought and all those things, and on the day of delivery, they find out it wasn't a boy at all, it was a girl. And so it was a surprise to them for sure. And yet, I think this is the rare case, especially today with the advancements in technology. I think they're probably pretty sure, 99.9, kind of like, you know, when you use the antibacterial for your hand, it's 99.9% effective. I think with ultrasound technology today, it's probably 99.9% effective or reliable. Anyway, will it be a boy or a girl? That's a question that is often asked when a couple is having a child. The other question they ask is, what will be the name? Now, this can be a great challenge. If you struggle with choosing a name, then there is help available. I Googled the phrase choosing baby names and came up with nearly 500,000 websites that you can visit for help. These are websites that are packed full of different ideas for names. It might just be easier just to call the child Google, though. But, you know, in Bible days, a name was important. It had great significance. I mean, think about Peter. When Peter, his name was Simon, and God changed his name to Peter. Think of Saul. Of Tarsus, his name was changed to Paul the Apostle. And so in the Bible, names have great significance to prophecy, to the work of God in someone's life, to the past, to the burden or the hardship that they're facing in their life. These designations are important to the one who are giving the names. Now, this morning, we're going to look at our text, and it's Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6, and it gives us these significant names for the Lord Jesus. And so that's what we want to do in our program this morning. We want to look at the names of the Lord and show the significance of those names, why the prophet Isaiah gave the Lord these names, and what they mean for you and me as we live our Christian life. So first of all, we'll read our text again, Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6, "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. And the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace." Let's consider for a moment this morning the name Wonderful. Wonderful simply means full of wonder. It carries with it a tone of miraculous. Mary asked the angel, "How shall these things be, seeing I know not a man?" And the angel explained that what was to happen would not be of man, because with men these things are impossible. But the angel said, "But with God all things are possible." And the birth of the Lord Jesus truly was a miraculous birth. As we consider his name, Wonderful, it truly is appropriate. Think about for a moment of the fact that Jesus is wonderful in his birth. He was born of a virgin, the work that was done by God as he robed himself in flesh and was born in a manger in Bethlehem. An incredible scene, incredible sight. Jesus is wonderful in his birth. He's wonderful in his life. His life is characterized by one miracle after another. I mean, from the healing of a blind man, turning water into wine, making the lame walk again, raising the dead. All of these miracles had a purpose. The Bible teaches us in the book of John that these miracles were done to show that Jesus was the true Messiah, that he was truly the Son of God. When we look at the Bible and we think of John the Baptist and his ministry as the forerunner of Christ, and when John the Baptist sent one of his disciples to Jesus and asked, "Are you the chosen one? Are you the Messiah? Or do we look for another?" And Jesus said to John the Baptist, he said, "Listen," or he said to his disciple that went back to John the Baptist, he said, "You tell John, the lame are walking, the deaf are hearing." What was the purpose of that? It was to show in the Old Testament the prophecies of the Messiah were being fulfilled by Jesus. Jesus is wonderful in his birth and in his life and also in his words. He spoke and the entire world listened to what he had to say. And the Bible says that Jesus spoke with authority, not as the scribes. Jesus is wonderful in his birth. Jesus is wonderful in his life. Jesus is wonderful in his words. Jesus is wonderful in his death. He became the all-sufficient sacrifice for the sins of humanity. And I want to just pause here this morning and invite you to Christ. If you don't know Jesus as your Savior, if you've not asked him to forgive you of your sins, then the Bible teaches us that whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. You can have eternal life today. You can know the Lord and have your sins forgiven by putting your faith and trust in Jesus and Jesus alone. A denomination cannot save you. Good works cannot save you. You say, "Well, I'm a part of this denomination, or I'm part of that denomination." Those things cannot save you. Only Christ can wash your sins away. Thomas said, "Lord, how do we get to where you're going?" Jesus said, "I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me." Jesus is the only way to heaven. And he is wonderful because he became the all-sufficient sacrifice for the sins of humanity. And then he's wonderful not only in his birth and life and words and death, but he's also wonderful in his resurrection, because on the third day he was raised in power victorious over sin, death, and hell. And his present ministry, he's also wonderful because we walk with him and we talk with him every day. Every day with Jesus is sweeter than the day before. And so the prophet Isaiah said there will be a baby born and he will be wonderful. Number two, he will be counselor. Now, a counselor is someone that we can come to with our problems. And Jesus will listen to our burdens, to our problems today. No appointment or fee necessary. It's Pastor Burns again from Kitchener Baptist Church and Timeless Truths Radio Ministry. We'll continue our message in just a moment. We're thankful for your support of our ministry. It's our desire to preach the Word of God to our city and region. We want you to partner with us. Can you share our website, KitchenerHope.com? It's a site that gives the glorious gospel of Jesus Christ, and it teaches us how we can know Jesus and have a home in heaven. Share it with your friends and family members. Again, that's KitchenerHope.com. You can financially support our radio ministry and help keep us on the air by sending a check or e-transfer to our ministry. E-transfers can be emailed to give@KitchenerBaptist.org. No password is needed. Again, that's give@KitchenerBaptist.org. Checks can be mailed to Kitchener Baptist Church at 1720, that's 1720, Glasgow Street, Kitchener, Ontario, N2N0A7. That's Kitchener Baptist Church at 1720 Glasgow Street, Kitchener, Ontario, N2N0A7. Thank you in advance for loving the gospel. In times like these, you need someone to pray for you. We want to be that someone in your life. You can submit your prayer request at KitchenerBaptist.org/pray. That's KitchenerBaptist.org/pray. It would be an honor to pray for you and with you. We have already prayed for you today. Our prayer is that this Bible message will help you grow and know Jesus Christ. Let's get back to our message this morning. And unlike human counselors, though the Bible teaches us that with a multitude of counselors, there is safety and we should have counselors in our life. And yet, unlike human counselors, Jesus always has the right answers. He said, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." Even at his birth, people were drawn to him. The wise men came seeking to worship the Lord Jesus. At the age of 12, he was found in the temple counseling the doctors and the lawyers of the religious crowd. And throughout his brief ministry on this earth, people continued to seek him, from a rugged fisherman like Peter to learned rulers of the synagogue like Nicodemus. They were drawn to him for his counsel. And Jesus Christ continues to be our counselor today. He encourages us when we are uncertain to not let our heart be troubled. He knows our heart. He loves us and he cares about us. He teaches us to cast all of our care upon him because he cares about us. And he is patient with us. What a wonderful thought that God is patient with us. He intercedes with God for us, for he ever liveth to make intercession. Jesus continues to be our counselor. What a wonderful thought in our life today that we can go to the Lord and we can talk to him and we can look to him and find guidance in his word. And wherever you are in your life today, wherever you find yourself in this pathway of life, then you can find enlightenment and help and direction from the God of heaven. Jesus is our counselor. He is wonderful. He is, thirdly, the mighty God. The mighty God. The word mighty there means victorious in battle. Now, Joshua's soldiers were called mighty men of valor. And David's soldiers were called the mighty men. The name Mighty God speaks of his great victories. Think about how confident Joshua would be as he walked beside his mighty men of valor, and how David, how confident he would be as he walked beside those mighty men. In the Old Testament, when Ahithophel had counseled Absalom to go and to kill his father so that he could be king, David had a trusted friend, Hushai, who went to Absalom and said, "Absalom, listen, you just need to know that David is a mighty man. Even on David's bad days, even on your father's bad day, he is a mighty man. And then also, he is surrounded by mighty men." And so David had great confidence as he walked beside these mighty men in his life. And yet today, as Christians, we can be confident knowing that we are walking with God, and that God is with us, and that God will help us. He is the mighty God. Jesus was victorious over sin and Satan's temptation. Jesus was victorious over death and hell and the grave. The songwriter penned these familiar words. He wrote, "Up from the grave he arose with a mighty triumph over his foes." Why? Because he is the mighty God. And we can have victory through his mighty power today. I can do all things through Christ. Why? Because he gives me strength. The Bible teaches us that we can listen and obey and heed the word of God, God's powerful word for our life. "But my God shall supply all your need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus." Philippians 4:19, Romans 8:37 says, "And nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us." Notice what the Bible says there. We are more than conquerors. We are not just conquerors. We are more than conquerors. Why? Because we are the friend of God. The Bible says, Jesus said to us that we are more than a servant. We are a friend, because a servant doesn't know what his master is going to do and his purpose and plan. But God has revealed to us his purpose and plan. We are a friend of God. We are co-laborers with Christ. We are joint heirs with the Lord Jesus. And so we can walk in his strength and walk in his power, because we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. 1 John chapter 5, verse 14 says, "And this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us." Why? Because he is the mighty God, and we can face the trials of our life with a calm assurance of victory through him. We have victory in Jesus. He is the mighty God. Fourthly, we notice that he is the everlasting Father. He is the Father, or the originator of eternal life. John chapter 10, verse 10, at the end of the verse, the Bible says, "I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly." John chapter 14, verse 6, Jesus saith unto him, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me." 1 John 1, 2, "For the life was manifested, and we have seen it, and bear witness, and show unto you that eternal life which was with the Father and was manifested unto us." You see, we have eternal life when we have Jesus. "He that hath the Son hath life, and he that hath not the Son of God hath not life." Now, eternal life means more than just living forever. Even those who die without Christ will have an eternal existence. But to have eternal life is to have Jesus Christ right now. Not someday, but to have Jesus Christ right now. John chapter 17, the Bible teaches us that life eternal is to know the Father and to know his Son whom he sent. And so eternal life is the result of a personal relationship with God through his Son, Jesus Christ. 1 John chapter 3, verse 2 teaches us, "Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it does not yet appear what we shall be. But we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is." Heaven is going to be a wonderful blessing, and I don't think we can truly understand all of the glories and all of the wonder that heaven will bring. You know, a lot of people get confused when it comes to heaven. They think that when they die and go to heaven, they're just going to automatically know all the answers of life. And, you know, they're going to just, you know why everything happened to them. And that's not the case. You know, when we look at the book of Revelation, we look at the martyrs during the tribulational period. They came to heaven and they stood before the throne and they asked the Lord, "How long?" We're not going to have all the answers, but we're going to be able to talk to the one that does have all the answers. And that's going to be a wonderful blessing to be able to walk with Jesus and talk with Jesus and ask him why and ask him questions about our life. It's truly going to be a wonderful blessing. But that is going to be the someday when we leave this old earth and we are present with the Lord. But Christian, listen, 1 John 3, 2 gives us an important truth. The Bible says, "Now are we the sons of God." You see, Jesus is the everlasting Father. He is the originator of eternal life. He is the one who has brought each of us life eternal, that we can become a son of God, that we can have eternal life, and that we can walk with God and talk with God and have a relationship with God through Jesus Christ. An incredible thought today. We can have a wonderful relationship with the Creator God. Think about that for just a moment. That the God who created this world, the God who spoke this world into existence, he listens to what I have to say. He hears my prayer, and he answers it according to his will. It's an incredible thought. We see that Jesus is wonderful, and the Counselor, and the Mighty God. He is the everlasting Father. He is the Prince of Peace. What is peace? You see, peace is more than silence. People say, "Oh, I just want peace and quiet." It's more than the absence of war. It has nothing to do with the situations or outward circumstances that we find ourselves in. But it has everything to do with the inward confidence to face those circumstances. Isaiah 26 verse 3 says, "Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in thee." You see, peace is a gift from God. The world can buy medications from the pharmacy, but they cannot buy peace with God. They can purchase tickets to Florida, they can head to the mountains, and they can get away from everyone. But we cannot purchase peace. Peace is a gift from God, and it comes in the person of Jesus Christ. John chapter 14, verse 27 says this, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid." Our world today is always talking about peace on earth. Many of us receive Christmas cards, and on the front of those Christmas cards, there's the phrase printed there in beautiful letters, "Peace on earth." You know, Jesus Christ did not bring peace on earth at his birth, but he will bring peace on earth at his second coming. And if today you're desiring peace, and as our world always talks about world peace, the answers are not found in government. It's not found in Washington or Ottawa. We cannot find it in a prime minister or president. We can't find world peace through the United Nations. We can only find it through Jesus Christ. You see, only Christ can bring peace to a troubled world. And only Jesus can bring peace to a troubled life. Philippians chapter 4, verse 7, the Bible says, "And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus." You see, the peace of God, it passeth all understanding. When someone is going through a crisis in their life and troubled waters are all around them, and yet they have a sweet confidence in their heart, it cannot be described. It is the very work of the Lord Jesus in their life, because He is the God of all peace. And He gives to us comfort and peace in our life. And it cannot be described. You can't write a book about it. You can't make a movie about it. You can't even put it in words. It is only the doing of God in our life to bring us the wonderful peace in our life. The name of Jesus. The wonderful, wonderful name of Jesus.
Thank you for tuning into our program today. Timeless Truths is a ministry of Kitchener Baptist Church in Kitchener, Ontario. We are a refreshingly conservative Baptist church that preaches the Word of God. For more information about our ministries and how we can be a blessing to you, visit timelesstruthsradio.com. Our radio program is available because of the faithful prayers and financial support from listeners like you. You can support our ministry by sending a financial gift to Timeless Truths Radio Ministry at 1720 Glasgow Street, Kitchener, Ontario, N2N0A7. That's Timeless Truths Radio Ministry at 1720 Glasgow Street, Kitchener, Ontario, N2N0A7. To learn more about how you can help this ministry, visit our website at timelesstruthsradio.com. Do you know the Jesus we talked about in this program? You can know abundant eternal life through Jesus Christ right now. Say yes to Jesus today. Ask Him to save you. Fully trust in Him. Learn more about Jesus and how you can have eternal life through Him by watching our video at KitchenerHope.com. Hey Christian, have you ever wanted to read the Bible through in 1 year? We have an easy-to-follow Bible reading schedule that will help you succeed. You can visit TimelessTruthsRadio.com to learn more. Thank you again for joining us this Sunday morning. Join us next week when we open our Bibles and study God's timeless truths.